Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a few notes about the Conservation Reserve Program. First reminder relates to maintenance of CRP contracts, and the second reminder is about 2015 mid-contract management. First, the maintenance. CRP producers are reminded they need to follow the terms and provisions of the CRP contract for the entire length of their contract. Producers need to remember that unless your CRP contract includes a tree practice, CRP fields need to remain free of all trees throughout the contract period. Producers are also reminded to watch the borders of their CRP. As you or your tenant begin spring tillage and planting, be certain not to encroach on the CRP boundaries when planting your row crops. Proper borders and field covers need to be adequately maintained if producers wish to continue to receive annual payments on all enrolled CRP contract acres. This includes compliance with state noxious weed laws and control of other weeds not considered noxious if the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to the existing cover or adversely impacts other landowners in the area. CRP participants need to receive FSA approval before beginning spot weed treatment during the primary nesting season, May 15 to August 1st. Treatment includes spot spraying and spot mowing and is limited to the immediate area of infestation. Additionally, producers with CRP must annually certify to contract compliance using the FSA 578 report of acreage before an annual CRP rental payment can be issued. Deadline for this year's annual CRP certification is July 15th. Second reminder about 2015 mid-contract management. Current CRP producers who have practices that require mid-contract management in 2015 should have or shortly will be receiving two performance report forms for the county office. These forms, the FSA 848A and the FSA 848B, are required to be timely completed and returned to the county FSA office by the producer in order for FSA to pay cost share on mid-contract management work completed. In addition to the completed forms, producers also need to submit other forms to help in the determination of payment. These include invoices, canceled checks, receipts and analysis tags, documents, dates of work performed, cost per hour charged for labor, type of equipment used, the rate and charge for the equipment, and the type and cost of materials used. Timely completion of all paperwork is a requirement of the CRP program. Failure to do so may cause you not to receive your annual CRP payment. Remember as well that all 2015 mid-contract management activities need to be completed either before May 15th, which is the beginning of the primary nesting season, or after August 2nd, which is when primary nesting season ends. Mid-contract management may include disking, burning, spraying, or interseeding. Not all options are available for all CRP practices. So for questions on what mid-contract management activities are permissible on your CRP acres, refer to either the 848A or 848B performance forms sent from the local FSA office, or contact your local FSA office for more information. Mid-contract management is cost-shared at a rate of 50%, not to exceed the established rate per activity. Next, some notes about the microloan program. FSA developed the microloan program to better serve the unique financial operating needs of beginning niche and farm small family farm operations. Utilizing a simplified application process, producers may be eligible for a maximum microloan amount of up to $50,000 with repayment terms of up to 7 years. Loans made to eligible applicants can be used for initial startup expenses, such as hoop houses to extend the growing season, essential tools or annual expenses such as seed, fertilizer, land rent, marketing, and distribution expenses. As financing needs increase, applicants can apply for regular operating loan up to the maximum amount of $300,000 or obtaining financing from a commercial lender under FSA's guaranteed loan program. To complement the microloan program, additional changes to FSA eligibility requirements will enhance beginning farmer and ranchers' accessibility to land, key barrier to entry-level producers. FSA policies related to farm experience have also changed so that other types of skills may be considered to meet the direct farming experience required for farm ownership loan eligibility. Operation or management of non-farm businesses, leadership positions while serving in the military, or advanced education in the agricultural field now count towards the experience applicants need to show when applying for farm ownership loans. For more information on the microloan or other farm loan programs, contact your local FSA office. And finally, a few notes about the crop acreage reporting process. Cass County producers are reminded to file a crop acreage report with our office. 2015 Cass County certification process is by appointment, so please contact our office to schedule. To ensure maximum use of your time and to ensure you are afforded our full attention to your important business needs, call our office ahead of your visit to set an appointment and discuss any records or documentation you may need to have with you when you arrive at your appointment. It's especially important if you've made any operation changes in the past year. 2015 certification includes all crops planted this spring, It also includes any ongoing or perennial crops, as well as CRP. These include annual certification of pastures used for grazing and any perennial alfalfa or grass not certified by the December 2014 deadline. Remember to provide planting dates when you certify. To save time and ensure efficient service, please call or stop by the Cass County FSA office to schedule an appointment. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.